Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m., 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks to former NBA player Ethan Thomas and sports writer Kevin Blackstone. And from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Tom, folks at Lane College says hello. Had a great time with their graduation yesterday. And I want to thank them for the honorary degree as well. Jay, you can borrow one if you would like it, if you need it.
I'm sick, Roland.
I got you. Sick is my fourth one, so you're probably real sick. All right. So, Tom, this has been an amazing NBA playoffs first. I mean, this is the first round. I mean, in terms of what's happening on the court, it has been crazy. All these games, these overtime games, Wizards up 3-1 against the Bulls. My Rockets losing in overtime for the third time last night. Just crazy games. But this weekend, nobody was really focused on what happened on the court. It was all what took place when a secret recording was dropped that allegedly has Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers, on this audio recording, making a variety of racial comments. TMZ initially had the first report. Yesterday, Deadspin dropped a second audio recording that is actually longer, about a 15-minute clip where he goes on where the girlfriend tells him, well, you know you have black players. And he said, yeah, I provide for them clothing, food, as well as houses. He talks about black Jews versus white Jews in Israel and goes on and on and on. And so it has certainly stirred the consciousness of many folks, even those in the NBA. We're waiting to hear from Mayor Kevin Johnson of Sacramento, former point guard for the Phoenix Suns. He, of course, the players have tapped him to be a spokesman. And so we're certainly waiting for him to call in. Tom, one of the things that Johnson did say in interviews yesterday, and that is some action will have to be taken against Sterling by Tuesday.
Oh, hey Roland, we don't have Kevin, but we do have Bomani Jones.
Bomani Jones of ESPN. Bomani has been commenting on this all weekend, but not only that, he's talked about Donald Sterling over the years. Bomani, this story has been unbelievable. The world now is seeing what you and other sports writers have known for a long time about Donald Sterling.
And I tell you, you headed this in stride. You thought it was going to be Kevin Johnson. He just got me. All right. Everybody. but everybody has known this. This isn't new. This is what it is. And in fact, what happened on that tape is tame compared to the other stuff with Donald Sterling. Sterling saying that black people attract vermin and stink, and that's why you don't rent apartments to them. That was way bigger than this. This one just had a tape.
I remember that.
Now, not only that, Bomani, he was sued by Elgin Baylor, of course, the longtime general manager of the L.A. Clippers. Baylor lost that suit, but, you know, it revealed he was only getting paid upwards of $300,000 when other GMs in the league were getting paid seven figures, and he detailed other things. And, again, Sterling won the lawsuit, but if you look at even that lawsuit, you'll see some damaging stuff.
Yeah, no, that was the one where he had the allegation that people were walking in the locker room, and he would basically bring people to the locker room to walk past the showers to admire the beautiful black bodies of his players. Like, that's what it is. This is a special, special, special sort of dude that they're talking about here. This just blew up on the NBA in the worst way possible, all because Donald Sterling could not stop his wife from suing his mistress for the gifts that he was giving her.
What's also amazing here is that, I mean, firstly, I want to let that one just sit there for a while. But what's also amazing with this story, Bomani, is the reaction as well. And so it was interesting to watch the owners, how they were, oh, my God, what do I say? Mark Cuban, normally loquacious, normally out here, always talkative. He sent a tweet out on Saturday basically saying, look, nothing else to really talk about right now in the NBA unless we're talking about the Dallas Mavs in the game right now. And I'm going, really? Okay. That's how you want to see it.
Well, that's how you see it when you're Mark Cuban and you said in magazines, I like the guy because he does what he wants to do. Like, Cuban didn't want to have to answer for that. Cuban stood up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And this is in 2009.
Oh.
Cuban, Yeah, see, the thing I thought that was odd about this with Cuban is that when Josh Howard foolishly told the world that he gets high all the time and got all the racist backlash from that, Cuban was the one that stood for him in front of everybody and put all those people on Front Street. But suddenly this happens with Donald Sterling, and he's got nothing to say, but Michael Jordan does? I think Cuban was a little afraid that people are going to be like, I thought that was your boy. I thought that was your folks. Mm-hmm.
What also I think is going to be a very revealing, Bhavani, is that this is going to expose the other NBA owners in terms of their practices, but more importantly, their silence and the league's silence over the past decade dealing with Donald Sterling.
Right. I think that they're simply trying to find a way now to get him to sell that team. Like, that's their only solution to get him out of their problems, because they're not going to do anything to him, because you're right, they're all exposed. But they're not going to do anything to him that opens the door that one day one of their mistresses could possibly shut the world down and then make them have to lose their team. Like, everybody's like, how do we fix this in a way that does not ultimately wind up coming back to ruin my problems? Everybody in that league has got to be shook right now.
Do you believe that there's any possible way Donald Sterling remains the owner of the LA Clippers?
Yes, because he refuses to sell. Like, for decades, he has refused to sell that team. Now, perhaps they could come up and figure out a way, and the NBA can decide that it's worth it just to come up with whatever money it takes to get him out of here. But you can't put him out. This isn't baseball. Baseball is an antitrust exemption, so you can force an owner out in baseball. Basketball doesn't have one of those. You can't do that, and rich people love to sue. So if you try to force Donald Sterling out, he's like, oh, cool, we can go to court. In fact, my wife right now is suing my mistress for $2 million.
Oh, man, that's an angle I hadn't thought about.
That's why Bhavani Jones is the man. Bhavani, this is going to be – tomorrow's going to be D-Day, if you will. Kevin Johnson and the players said something has to be decided by Tuesday. I don't know if Adam Silver is going to act that fast.
Oh, no, he's got to. He said that Sterling wouldn't be at game four. He didn't say game five, but he sure as hell ain't going to be at game five. They ain't going to bring this man around.
They can't force him to sell.
Nope. Yeah. Bhavani Jones, wow. ESPN. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, man.
And the other owners, when you live in a glass house.
Okay,
huh?
Those stones are silent.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One. Good job, Roland. Those are angles I had not thought about.